Okay, we are on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. We have been asking the question, basically, how is there such a concept of Baal Ta'acher in the case of Nazirus? Baal Ta'acher presumably meaning the when it comes to a regular neder, a person like a neder, I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, and then you don't do that, right? You said you're going to do it by a certain time, or you're going to do something, and then you don't do it, and you... So then you're violating Baal Ta'acher, you have delayed in the fulfillment of your neder. So that was one of the things when we were comparing the hekesh between Nazirus and Nedarim, is that was an assumption that just like this, Baal Ta'acher by Nedarim is Baal Ta'acher by Nazirus. So Gemara asked the question, like, how could that be? In what scenario are you going to have Baal Ta'acher by a case of a neder? And... especially because, presumably we said, according to the Ran, it sounded like, how can I have both the Isurim and Nazirus and Baal Ta'acher? But even, we're going to see, it's going to be a question of, how do you have a delay in accomplishing Nazirus if, after all, it happens immediately when you become a Nazir, So one of the answers the Gemara gave on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph was, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Kegon de Nadar or Nazar, Vuhu Bebeis HaKvaros. Right, he becomes a Nazir when he's in the Beis HaKvaros. He's already in the cemetery, right? One of the Yisurim of being a Nazir is you're not allowed to come Tameh. So if Tameh Meis. So if you're already in the Beis HaKvaros, right? So then you are, already violating the Isur. So what does that mean? So let's take a look at the Ran for 1 second. So I think we didn't totally explain this last time. Look at the Ran on Dalam Aleph, like, 7 or 8 lines down on the left side. Kagon Shin Nazar, Vahu Beves HaKvaros. See where I am? That round over there. So he says, why? Should Sarech Latseis Miyad Ulakabel Alav Nazirus. So the point is, if I make a declaration that I'm a Nazir and I'm in the Beves HaKvaros already, so what does that require of me? So we're going to see there's going to be a machlokas between, I believe, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we're going to quote later, that... has machlokas is how you dress, exactly what the person has to do when this happens. But the point is that if I make a declaration of Nazirus, I'm already in a Beis HaKvaros. So the Ran says, what do you have to do? You have to leave the Beis HaKvaros, and as soon as you leave the Beis HaKvaros, you have to now. Then you are mekabel your Nazirus. V'chilo nafik kimle bebal ta'acher. But if you don't do that, was expected of you now because you just declared yourself a Nazir. So it's like, ho! It's like, right? For the Kohanim amongst us, right? If a Kohen can't go into Beis HaKvaros either, right? So a Kohen realizes in Beis HaKvaros, what does he have to do? Boom, he's got to run out of there immediately. Wow, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it's Beis HaKvaros, and it's a cemetery. You got to get out of there, right? So the Nazir, the person who makes himself a Nazir, while he's already in the Beis HaKvaros, there is now something that he has to do right away, which is he's got to quickly get out, right? And then accept upon himself the Nazirus outside of the Beis HaKvaros. So and we're going to see, does that mean he actually became a Nazir and then it gets messed up, or he never became a Nazir, now he just, by accepting Nazirus, he accepted upon himself to accept it upon himself once he leaves, right? But like, the point is there is something actually, it's not that it's because he becomes immediately a Nazir and immediately violates necessarily, but it's because there's an expectation now at that moment that he has to do something. He has to get out of the Beis HaKvaros and be makabel the Nazirus. And when he doesn't do so now he violates Baal Ta'acher because he was too late, because he delayed. Fine. So that's Gemara's example, or at least one of the examples of how you could violate Baal Ta'acher, delaying the fulfillment of your neder when you are in the case of Nazirus. Fine. So Gemara says, "Hani flamanda amar lo chayla ale Nazirus me'alter." Right? That I understand that according to the opinion that holds that your Nazirus didn't become activated immediately, right? Why is it hanicha in that case, right? It's hanicha, it makes sense, meaning because there's something now that's expected of you to do, right? You didn't become a Nazir immediately, so I get it. So now there's Baal Ta'acher, you have to get out of there and do so, right? Look at the Ran, also the next Ran. Hanicha l'man damar lo chay le'nazir salil altar. So he explains, it's plukta, the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, b'per gimbal din Nazir. In the third parak of Nazir, they have this machlokas. The Rav Yochanan yachal v'shasi yain beveis hakvaros lucky the chal ale nazirus miyad. Meaning Rav Yochanan would say, and this guy who's sitting in the cemetery and he says, okay, I'm becoming a nazir, harei la nazirus, right? Becomes a nazir. So, did he become a nazir or not? Right? So Yochanan says that if he eats and drinks, you know, if he eats, you know, grapes or drinks wine, at that moment, he actually gets Malkus. Right? Why? Because he's already a Nazir. Right? So because he took the vow of Nazirus, even though he's in the Beis HaKfaras when he takes the vow, it doesn't matter, he's immediately a Nazir. Well, the Reish Lakish, lo chai li alei Nazirus miyad. Right? According to Reish Lakish, you didn't actually become a Nazir yet. Right? Ulechi nafik Beis HaKfaras, tzarech lachzer lekabel. So like, according to Reish Lakish, you have made yourself ready to become a Nazir, but you're not actually a Nazir yet. And what does it mean? It means that, sounds presumably, if you ate and if you drank wine in the Beis HaKfaras at that moment, you wouldn't get Malkus. So you're not really a Nazir. But what do you have to do? You have to now, you have a Nazirus which is waiting to, it's like latent, Nazirus which is like waiting to be activated, right? So as soon as you leave, then you can become the Nazirus, and you have to do that right away. So according to, so again, so now to go back to our Gemara, Hanich Lamanda Amar, Lo Chayal Nazirus, right? I get that. I mean, according to that opinion, right? Presumably according to Reish Lakish, right? That I didn't become a Nazir yet, so I get it. You violate Baal Ta'acha when you don't leave and right away meet Mekabah Nazirus, right? El Laman Damer Me Altar Chayal, but according to the Man Damer who holds, Reish Yochanan, that you're a Nazir already, Me Ika Baal Ta'acha. That's not, how's that Baal Ta'acha? Right? What's Baal Ta'acha? I didn't delay anything. I already became a Nazir, right? So I haven't delayed accepting upon myself the thing that I'm supposed to do. You've already accepted upon yourself, right? Look back on the run. Alamand amar me alter chayli alei ma'ik lamemar. The keep in the chayli alei nizirus lake about acher leolam. There's no about acher. I became a nazir. It's done already. And so there's nothing to delay. I didn't delay anything. Yeah. Okay. Some remove the word la'olam from that run. But the point is, there's no baal ta'acher. I'm already a nazir right away. Fine. So what's the baal ta'acher in that case? Fine. Says the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Va'od ha'amar mar bar Ravashi chai le nazirus alei be'alter. And if you're more than that, we have mar bar Ravashi says that presuming that we paskin that he does become a nazir immediately, right? V'chi pligi le'inin malchus pligi. And he says the only machlokes is whether the guy who goes ahead and drinks the wine in that case, whether he gets malchus or not, right? That's the only question. But everyone agrees that it's usher for him to drink wine, right? Sounding like he for sure becomes a nazir, right? So it doesn't sound like even there's any, according to that opinion, there's no tzad that he has to, there's something that he's expected to do to leave and then accept Nazirus himself. No, he already became, and everyone agrees. He said, Marav Ravashi assumes that everyone agrees that he became a Nazir immediately. In which case, again, what Baal Ta'achir is there? It doesn't make any sense. Because again, there's nothing for him to, he's not waiting to accept it. It's already happened immediately, the moment that he said it. Okay. So, Afilachi, Kil Nevi Baal Ta'achir, Mishum Dekame Acher Nazirus Detara. So, Gemara says, no, there still is a Baal Ta'achir. He's still delaying something he's supposed to do. Why? Because he's delaying the ability to have Nazirus in a state of purity. What do you mean? Look at the Ran. The Kama Acher. Yeah, the Kama Acher le Nazirus to Tara. It says in the Ran, Umishimachi kim le Baal Ta'acher. But the point being that even if he... Yeah, actually keep going in the Ran. Hol v'kach, klomar, kevan de imris, de amris, de afagav, de chal alei nizirus, kevan de lo chayel alei b'tara, ika baal ta'acher. So, ach nazir tohor, shetime atzma v'mezid, over baal ta'acher v'loki. Right, that there's an assumption that a person who is a nazir, who becomes tameh, so what does he have to do? He still has to be mitar himself, right? And he has to kind of like complete his nazirus batara. I think that I'm correct in stating that a nazir who doesn't get through the 30 days and becomes tameh, then he's got to start again. I think that's true. So the point being that, right, even though, so the Gemara's, you know, conclusion here in a certain sense is that it's true. According to the opinions that hold, he becomes a nazir right away. So there's nothing, you could have argued that there's no like delay in accepting the Naziris himself later. That's true. But there is an expectation that someone who was a Nazir and became Tameh has to now go to the mikvah and now has to go through a process and then start it again. Right? Start his new Naziris Patara. And again, every moment he doesn't leave the Beis HaKvaros, he doesn't walk out of there to get started, he is delaying that process of restarting his new Naziris. So that there's still going to be Baal Tachar. The premise, by the way, just to be clear, of the whole concept, or the Gemara's whole concern, is that a Neder is always like something that I'm going to do, right? And then you have to do it. As opposed to Naziris, which is, by saying the words, I become something immediately. So there's nothing to delay. Right? So the whole idea of delay by Nazir doesn't really make any sense. And that's like the Gemara's whole concern. Right? If you made this Hekesh, and both have this idea of Baal Tachar, the whole construct doesn't make sense in Naziris. So we're finding a scenario in which it's sort of similar to Neder. That I'm also like have something I need to do, right? And I'm delaying doing that, which is by definition, you know, sort of a challenge in Naziris. Fine, okay. Fine. So that's the point. So Amar Rav Ashi, Ho Vachin. This is actually what the round was going on. This last line. So Amar Rav Ashi, Ho Vachin, Nazir Shetimei Atzma Bemezid Over Mishum Baal Ta'achar De Naziris Tara. So Rav Ashi says, just by the way, if that's true, then even a Nazir who's been taming himself on purpose, right? So he's going to violate, besides the fact that he violates the Isurim of, you know, eating grapes or wine or making himself tame, etc. Here'd be the case of making himself, the specific case of making himself tame on purpose. So he's going to violate the Isur of making himself tame, but he's also going to violate the Isur of Baal Ta'achar because by doing so on purpose, what are you doing? You are now setting yourself up for the fact that you are going to have to go and accept your Nazir's Patara afterwards. And if you did it on purpose, you're purposely delaying, right, the process of Nazir's Patara. Fine. Okay. So the Ran was just pointing out that even though that since this person who became a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros or whatever is going to have to, you know, since he becomes a Nazir right away, and now he has to be Matar himself, and then you call that Baal Tachar. So certainly the person who does it on purpose is going to find himself in that scenario. Fine. Okay. Rav Acha Vred Rav Ika Amar over Rav Baal Tachar Tigla Chaso. So Rav Acha says, I'll find you a different way for a Nazir to violate Baal Ta'achar, but in the way of his shaving, right? So one of the things a Nazir has to do when he's finished being a Nazir is he shaves his head, and he shaves his head, and the hair is burned on the Mizbeach when he brings his korbanos. It's actually three korbanos that a Nazir brings. And so when he, you thought you were learning the Dharma, not Nazir, now you're learning Nazir, right? one of the things he does, he shaves his head, and they burn the hair as they bring their korbanos that he's supposed to bring. So Rav Acha Vred Rav Ika says, look, after that's done, he has a certain amount of time to go ahead and do this process of shaving. If he doesn't do so, Baal Ta'achar. This is another example of Baal Ta'achar when it comes to Nazir. Okay. And Vilomi Ba'ilamand Amar Tiklachas Me'akeves. And don't only say to me, you know, and it's not only true according to the approach that holds that the lack of shaving his head is me'akev, right? That it holds him back from tahara. Presumably, we'll see the round in a second. Ela fil leman da'amar tiklachas eina me'akeves mitzvas giluach mihalo makayim. Right? But even if you hold that tiklachas, that not shave, if he doesn't shave, it doesn't, you know, hold him back from finishing the process here. He has a mitzvah giluach. The pasuk says he has to be gilach at Rosh Hashanah. He has to go ahead. He has to, you know, shave his head. And if he doesn't do so, he's going to. He has not yet fulfilled that mitzvah. So look at the Ran. Tiklachas me'akeves. Pluk the heat of Rabbi Elazar and Banan. The Gemara Nazir has machlokes from Rabbi Elazar and Banan. The Rabbi Elazar hatichzi ve'achar yishtei Nazir yayin. Right, after he drinks the wine, hainu acha kolamaisim kulan da hainu tiklachas v'artzas damim. He has to also the ritzu adam by the korbanos. This is a nazir, I think, is this a nazir who drinks wine in the middle, like he violates his naziris? Might be. Right. because the pasuk says, and then he drinks wine. Hainu achal kol maasim kudlan, after this, all the things he's supposed to do. The hainu tiglachas ratzaras tamil lo abana miyad shehevi korbanosav mutar. No, sorry, no. This is just a when he's done with this in his ears. But the rabbanan say no. As soon as he's done, he brings his korbanos, so then he's allowed to drink wine. But the point is, does the shaving of his hair, does that make him able to drink wine, or can he drink wine even before, right? Even before he's done drinking. Is the shaving of his head the thing that allows him now to go ahead and drink wine, or no? Since he brought the korbanos, he's good. He has to also shave his head, but he can drink wine beforehand, right? So like, oh, just make sure you get that done at some point, right? But he could actually drink wine beforehand. But the point is that even the one, so if you hold that tiglach has melkeves, meaning he still remains a nazir as long as he hasn't yet shaved his head, and therefore there's something he has to take care of, and it's like waiting for him to do, and he didn't do it yet, right? So it's really waiting for him in the sense that you see this halachos, right? Like other things he can't do until he goes ahead and he shaves his head. So that for sure. But even according to the approach that says that it's not ma'akev, that he could drink the wine even before he drinks his head, it continues around, bal ta'achar korban asaf. He could still bal ta'achar and bring in the korban. Lahach ukimta eino over bal ta'achar ela la'achar gimel regalim. So he finds himself in a bal ta'achar. He's gonna violate that he didn't yet shave his head for how long? How much time does he have? So the answer is if shalosh regalim pass, and he still didn't get a haircut after all that time, so then he violates Baal Ta'achar. There's a certain time period, right? Meaning, even if you hold that, he can drink wine right away, and now he's still walking around with his long hair, right? So the answer is that that's only true. That's, once he doesn't do so for basically a whole year, right? Or Shalosh Regalim after having stopped his Naziris, so then he violates Baal Ta'achar for not having fulfilled this requirement. So you can have Baal Ta'achar. The point being, even you don't need to go to the question of the Nazir and the Beis HaKvaros and the whole back and forth. No, some guy, a Nazir, who when he was done being a Nazir, doesn't cut his hair like he was supposed to, so then he's going to violate Baal Ta'achar also. Fine. Another possibility of Baal Ta'achar by a Nazir. Fine. Okay. Good. Okay. Mazurcha Breder of Mary Amar, back in the Gemara. So, of Mary Amar over Baal Ta'achar Korbanosav. I'll give you another example. What about the Nazir who is he doesn't bring his Korbanos on time, right? Sorry, I just skipped ahead. Okay, so let's go back for a second. I said Gimel Regalim that this Ran Baal Ta'achar Korbanosav. That's Baal Ta'achar Korbanosav. That's by the Korban. Yeah. It's not by the hair. That was a mistake. Sorry. I don't know how long you have to get to cut your hair. That I'm not sure. We'll have to find out when you learn Nazir. But the Baal Ta'achar Korbanosav is that you have, he says, L'chachu kimta eino over Baal Ta'achar ela la'achar gimel regalim. That's after you're done being a Nazir and you don't bring the three Korbanos you're supposed to bring, so then you have Shalosh Regalim to make sure you bring those three Korbanos. Fine. And it sounds like the question of the cutting the hair is something that after you're done bringing the korbanos, you're supposed to cut your hair. Fine.
Right, but the Gemara's point, right, was that even according to, so there's machlokes between Rabbanon, right, and Rabbi Elazar.
And Rabbi Elazar.
Even according to the Rabbanon, right, that's the Gemara's point, that it's still, you still have the violation of Baal Ta'achar.
By not cutting your hair.
Right, but even according to the Rabbanon.
Who holds you can drink wine after, before you cut your hair?
Even, you can start drinking wine, even if you didn't necessarily shave yet, right?
Shave yet, yeah, correct.
Even according to them, that's right.
Right. I'm just saying we don't have a time frame. We're not the Ron is not giving, no one's giving us a time frame how long that delay is. I'm just putting that out. I jumped and said, oh, Shalosh Regalim, and I was wrong in the sense that that this Ron who says the Shalosh Regalim, he's talking about korbanos. So one is you can have Baal Ta'achar by hair, you didn't cut your hair, and the next is you have Baal Ta'achar, you didn't bring the korbanos. How much time did you have to bring the korbanos? The answer is give Shalosh Regalim. So I'm just We shouldn't be confused. How much time? What's the time period not to cut your hair? I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But we'll see. Okay, fine, fine. So now we're done giving our number of examples of scenarios in which you can violate Baal Ta'achar when it comes to a korban. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Meaning, what was this whole conversation? This whole conversation about Baal Ta'acher, Baal Nazir, why are we asking the question? We're asking the question because we're assuming a Hekesh, right? There's this connection between Nazir and Nazir Lazir, Lindor Neder, and we put them together, and therefore all the halachas of Lindor Neder apply to Nazir, including Baal Ta'acher. Mar says, wait a second, why are we learning out this whole idea from from Neder to Nazir? We don't need it. I have another place. Mehasim Nafli. I have another place right now. There. We're going to see what there is. A place to learn out this idea on its own. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Devarim, Ki Darosh Yidrashenu. Elu Chatos V'yashamos. Right? Darosh Yidrashenu. So that teaches me this halacha. Okay? What does that mean? Look at the Ran. Elu Chatos V'yashamos V'karbonos Nazir Harein Heim Bechlal. Right, meaning that if you offer, right, you say you're going to bring a korban and you don't, so what happens? We're going after you. Right? We're looking to see where'd you go. You said you were going to bring a korban, and you didn't show up. Right, so that pasuk is by any time a person says they're supposed to bring a korban and they don't. Right, so they can violate, Baal Ta'acher in a certain sense. Right, they're violating the fact that we're trying. They said they were going to bring a korban and they didn't do so. So we should learn Baal Ta'acher by a Korbanos Nazir. Right now that you said you have Baal Ta'acher by Korbanos. Wait a second, Baal Ta'acher by Korbanos, I could learn that. And again, if that's the only Baal Ta'acher you're talking about, right, by a Nazir, I could have learned this out from a pasuk. I don't need a Hekesh to learn it out. Just learn it out from this pasuk. So Seth the Gemara, no, I'll tell you why this pasuk wouldn't have been enough. This drush would not have been enough to make me think there's Baal Ta'acher in Korbanos by a Nazir. Why? What might I have thought? Chiddushu shechid shetar b'nazir. Right now, that nazir is unique, and since whenever a certain halacha is unique, so then I don't necessarily apply its cases. I don't learn it from other things because there's something unique about it. Okay, tell me my chiddush. What's the special thing about nazir? So ilayma delo matbis leilachatas nazir b'neder. It's because I can't to be matbis. By the way, is to accept upon yourself the chiyuv, right? To be mapis is like to say that you're going to take the neder, right? It's a saying of that, when you say, okay, I'm accepting upon myself, that's to be mapis the neder. So you can say, there's no such thing. I can't, if I want to bring a korban, the korban chat, one of the things a nazir brings, right, is one of the favorite drushes when we talk about Zeris is, whoa, if a nazir is a good thing, why is it being a korban chatas? We're going to talk about it a little bit as we move on. But one of the things the nazir does when he's done, he brings a korban chatas. It's one of the korbanos he brings. So a nazir. So generally, if I want to bring korban chatas, so I can just I can bring korban chatas. But if I can't, or I want to bring a different type of neder, what can I do? I can say okay, harei alai, whatever, ola. I can decide to accept upon myself to bring a certain type of korban. But a nazir, when he says harei alai nazir, then part of the deal, it's a package deal. You're going to have to bring a korban chatas. You can't accept upon yourself to bring a chatas nazir. You can't. It's not something you can do because it either comes with the nazirus or it doesn't. You can't accept separately to bring the korban nazir. And you can't do that through a neder, right? So what do you see? You see there's something unique about a nazir that he can't accept a chatas nazir. Okay. Rashi's the Ran says. I might have thought there's no hekesh in darim. The lomap is lalachatas nazir ben neder. The kila, it's a kula. She'enu yochel lahadpisa ben neder. And he can't say a neder to make it. She'im amar chatas nazir alai. For who ain't a nazir? If you say I'm gonna make myself I have to bring a chaver chatas ben nazir, and you're not a nazir. Lo amar klum. You didn't do anything. The whole of a kila and synthesis, a little more lax in a certain sense. So, since I have one kula when it comes to nazirus that you can't accept the chatas nazir, so if I would say the words, we don't care, right? So that's a kula by nadarim. By nazir that's different than nadarim. So I might think there's this other kula which is that you don't violate baal ta'acher. Why? If that's such a good point, the Gemara is going to ask that question. So the Gemara says not so fast. Right, hare chatas chaylev she'in matpisa beneder ve'over baal ta'acher. I have an example. Case of a chatas chaylev, a person eats chaylev, weren't supposed to. Right, chaylev is forbidden fats, and they go and do so. Right, the Ran says hare chatas chaylev klomar kol chatos dehachi mikri kulu chatas chaylev isku hachkula vefilu hachi kaya lahi baal ta'acher. Presumably, the answer, the point is that I bring a korban chadash for eating chalev. Why? Not because I accept upon myself to bring a chadash, but because I ate chalev. I eat chalev, so I'm automatically chayving. I can't accept upon myself a chadash chalev either. Right? If you did the iser, then you bring the korban chadash. There's nothing. It's not something you can accept upon yourself. And nevertheless, you vali ba'al ta'acher. So that's not so. If I'm required to bring it because I ate chalev and I didn't do so, so then I vali ba'al ta'acher. So no big chiddush. The chiddush that you can't accept upon yourself the chadash nazir. That's not the problem. So elamai chidushe. What's the chiddush? Sagadat chamina hol v'im amar hareini nazir afila min chartzen have nazir lakol. Right. So the point is that a person takes it, says I'm a nazir only from the seeds of a grape. Okay. So what do you mean only from the seeds of a grape? You become a nazir. You can't have any grape products. Right. And even if I say that, I become a nazir lakol. I become a nazir for everything. Right? So ema lo liyavar alei mishum ba'ata acher. So maybe I think, so since it's this unique thing by nazir that if you make a small amount of this of the neder, the whole neder applies to you, you know, which is unique by nazir. So maybe I also shouldn't have this other halacha which applies to nedarim, which is again it applies to all nedarim. Maybe it shouldn't apply to us. So kamash malon. So it comes the hekesh to say no. It's not that unique, and Baal Ta'akha applies even to Nazir. We're going to see as we move along your problems with this Havamina, but we'll figure that out tomorrow.